Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, January 15th, and on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Canton Theater will host a concert in February. A furniture outlet store opened in Canton. GDOT is encouraging people to stay off the highways during the winter storm this weekend. The Cherokee Homeless Veteran Program is hosting free fly fishing for disabled and elderly veterans. Three men were sentenced to life in prison for a deadly 2017 Canton shooting. And a Woodstock woman is charged with stealing $160,000 from a local business for personal expenses. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
So I'm sitting on the steps of the Rama, looking back on 30 years.
The Canton Theater will provide a night of musical entertainment from 7 to 10 p.m. February 26th, featuring local artists from Woodstock and Canton. Greg Shaddix, Jonathan Payton, and Cody Bolden are coming together to present original songs and music on the theater stage for the first time. Greg Shaddix is an Americana artist from Woodstock, best known for the Mockingbird podcast, which features local and national songwriters. He got his start in the church his father led in Alabama. Meanwhile, Jonathan Payton is a singer and songwriter from Woodstock. He writes emotional songs that tell a story and captivate audiences by their relatability and honesty. Lastly, Cody Bolden is a singer and songwriter based in Canton. He was raised in Alabama and Georgia, traveling between homes. Each act will perform for about 1 hour, and tickets range from $20 to $38.
Our prices, I hope, aren't too low. Check out this refrigerator, only $200. What about this microwave? Only $100. That's fair. I'm Anson, my Ice Johnson.
Furniture store Ashley Outlet opened its doors Saturday at the Canton Corner Shopping Center on Marietta Highway. The outlet store at Marietta Highway celebrated its opening with a grand opening event and ribbon cutting. Over 500 guests attended the grand opening celebration, which featured prizes, freebies, and family activities. One attendee won a $1,000 shopping spree. Ashley Outlet is a store concept stemming from the home furnishing manufacturer Ashley Furniture Industries. The store features hundreds of home furnishing products, many of them being grab and go, so guests can take it home the same day. Ashley Outlet hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday.
It's snowing.
Oh, no.
Okay, I have been through this before in Montana. Now, nobody lick any flagpoles.
With winter weather predicted to hit parts of North Georgia and Metro Atlanta this weekend, officials at the Georgia Department of Transportation say they're preparing for icy conditions. GDOT is coordinating brine operations, equipment and material readiness, and staffing plans. These measures are taken in an effort to respond to the pending threat of a significant winter weather system by treating thousands of miles of interstates and state routes across North Georgia. Brine treatments will begin in the affected areas Friday morning and will continue through Saturday and into Sunday in preparation of potential freezing rain, ice, sleet, and snow. Crews will prioritize treating interstates, state routes, bridges, and overpasses. GDOT asks drivers to be aware of brine trucks, which must travel 40 miles per hour to properly apply the treatment. Drivers are also advised to pay attention to GDOT trucks spreading materials and stay back a safe distance.
So my brother and I learned to cast Presbyterian style on a metronome. He began each session with the same instruction. Casting is an art that is performed on a four-count rhythm between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. If he had had his way, nobody who did not know how to catch a fish would be allowed to disgrace a fish by catching it.
The Cherokee County Homeless Veteran Program is partnering with the Cahutta Chapter of Trout Unlimited to offer free fly fishing classes for disabled and elderly veterans of Cherokee and Pickens County. The program will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. March 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th at Canton Boys and Girls Club in Canton. A go fishing day will be determined at a later date. The free program will include use of fly fishing equipment and is intended to be focused on disabled veterans as well as elderly veterans of all skill levels. There are only 20 slots available for this program at this time. The fly fishing program is designed to focus on getting disabled veterans out of the house and into adaptive sports so they can again be a part of the community.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right! Over 10,000 videos. Three evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle. Fast checkout. 24-hour...
A Woodstock man has turned his basement into a blast from the past. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
Many people will pass by a VHS tape at a yard sale or a vintage store and see nothing more than a relic of a past. Long forgotten, but one Woodstock man sees these old tapes as valuable, worthy of adding to his collection. Anthony Anselmo grew up in the 80s and 90s when video stores were popular destinations for many to purchase VHS tapes of movies and TV shows. These were a big part of Anthony's childhood. He said he dreamed for a while of transforming a basement into a unique man cave, but because the family didn't have a basement in their LA home, this wasn't possible. In July 17th, Anthony and his family moved to Woodstock into a home with a basement, and the impossible became possible. There was one question to answer for Anthony, and that was, what should he transform his basement into? The video store called Mondo Video is home to 8,000 VHS tapes. The roughly 8,000 tapes span a variety of genres, including romance, action, westerns, drama, horror, and science fiction. The video store also features a kids section, adult section, movie room, and even a gym where there are movies and shows relating to sports, pro wrestling, martial arts, surfing, skating, and working out. There is a kitchen area in the video store, which is home to a variety of movie titles related to food. The kitchen also features a number of zombie movies, as well as the titles from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie franchise, adding a bit of dark humor to the area. Adding to the retro and 80s aesthetic, the store is lit with neon lights and bright colors, with a vast number of movie posters, cutouts, puppets, dolls, and figurines scattered throughout. Synth-heavy music can be heard playing quietly through the basement, while movies are played in both the kids and workout areas. Each movie and TV show is carefully sorted into the proper genre section. For more on this story, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
It's a new year and time to set some goals. Hi, I'm Dr. Taylor Hoskins of Align Life of Woodstock. Every day, I am helping people just like you align their life and focus on their overall well-being. My office specializes in chiropractic, nutrition enhancement, and detoxification. So if that New Year's resolution involves improving your health, call me at 678-385-9333 or visit us online anytime at AlignLifeWoodstock.com.
Three men were given life sentences Monday on charges relating to a fatal shooting in Canton in 2017. In November, a 12-member jury convicted 36-year-old Byron Elrod, 28-year-old Brody Samples, and 33-year-old Jeremy Zealous of dozens, but not all, of the 100 charges they were facing in connection to the shooting in their final indictment. The three were convicted in November of felony murder, violating Georgia's Street Gang Terrorism Act, and other charges. Cherokee County Superior Court Judge David Cannon sentenced Elrod Monday to life plus 15 years in prison, followed by 30 years on probation. Zealous was sentenced to life with a possibility of parole, plus 15 years to serve in the state penal system. Last, Samples was sentenced to life plus 5 years to serve in the state penal system. In the late evening, July 25, 2017, a shootout in and around Burge Park near Chrysler Street killed 23-year-old William Kendrick Randall from Canton and 26-year-old Tony Samples from Ballground. Weeks later, July 11, 2017, a drive-by shooting took place at a home near Burge Park, which was intimidating witnesses in connection with the July 25th shooting. A total of 13 people were originally indicted in connection with the shooting. A Cherokee County grand jury has formally charged a Woodstock woman with stealing over $160,000 from a local engineering firm. According to the indictment filed Monday, 45-year-old Sarah Eldridge is charged with one count of felony theft. In an arrest warrant filed November 17, 2020 by the Cherokee Sheriff's Office, authorities say she stole $162,863.50 from ERS Materials in Woodstock, using said money to pay for her personal expenses. Eldridge was reportedly a business accountant for ERS Materials. Per the warrant, the offense is said to have taken place between April 1st and September 1st of 2020. A booking report shows she was booked into the jail May 20th and was released on $4,250 bond the same day.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.